This is the Lily White's Go Boo weekly podcast roundup for week ending the 22nd of December 2013. On Monday, the whole club was shocked and saddened to hear of the tragic passing of Tom Williams, son of committee member Dave Williams. A pleasant and decent young man, Tom often helped his father at the football club. Everyone at Real Football Club sends their heartfelt condolences to Dave and his family for their terrible loss. Our club was awarded a new volunteering kite mark on Monday. A new initiative from a collective of Denbighshire County Council, Wrexham County Council, Sport Flintshire and Glyndŵr University, the award allows the football club to access advice, training and resources which will aid the recruitment and development of future volunteers. Mark Cadwallader attended his disciplinary hearing in respect of an alleged serious breach of club discipline and an away match against Airbus, and a decision of the club's disciplinary panel is imminent. Fans can't get enough of our new online shop. Early sales have been encouraging, with fans purchasing home and away shirts by FPT for home delivery. Just visit www.rillfc.co.uk and click on Club Shop to order yours. The full range of Real FC merchandise will be online soon. Some of Real FC's future stars in the academy received their November awards for being the star players. Each winner, in each category, is rewarded for attitude, professionalism, performance and achievement. Well done to all the lads for setting such a good example throughout the month. On Saturday, the 10-man Lily Whites triumphed against all the odds. Liam Benson was sent off in the first half before Steve Lewis missed a penalty. But manager Greg Strong steadied the ship at half-time, and a marvellous effort saw a first Lily White's goal for midfielder Tom Donegan and a cracker from Dave Forbes send us up to sixth place in the Welsh Premier League. Forbes feels it's up to the Lily Whites to take advantage now.
I think going into Boxing Day, if we can get a result on Boxing Day and come away with something there, it'd be fantastic going into New Year's Day. So I think it's in our hands now. I think we only got ourselves to blame if we don't do it.
As for the boss, he believes the players have now set the benchmark on how they need to approach every game at this level.
We've got to apply ourselves in the same way, you know, mentally. We've got to be prepared exactly the same as we was today, and we've got to be prepared to put our bodies on the line like we did today.
Next action for the Lily Whites is at Bastion Gardens on Boxing Day for the first instalment of the Derby, kick-off 2:30 p.m. Then it's back to the Corbett Sports Stadium on New Year's Day for part two. This match, live on S4C's Scoria, kicks off at 2:45 p.m. It just remains to wish all of you a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous and Happy New Year. And keep checking www.rillfc.co.uk for all the latest news.